Alfie Bloom and the Secrets of Hexbridge Castle by Gabriel Kent.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Satish, for Yesterday and Tomorrow. Prologue, Mrs. Emmett's Visitor. There were many things Nora Emmett disapproved of. These included whistling, tropical fruit, sandals, children who didn't hold doors open for her, children who assumed she needed doors opening for her. In fact, she pretty much disapproved of children altogether. However, at this moment, as she sat up in bed listening to the darkness, the thing she disapproved of most of all was whatever had woken her at 3 o'clock in the morning. She didn't have long to wait before the sheep started bleating again. Reaching out into the darkness, she struck a match and lit the oil lamp on the nightstand with an uncanny accuracy that came from years of practice. Mrs. Emmett didn't quite trust electricity yet. The brass bedstead creaked as she got up, wriggled into her tartan slippers, and shuffled downstairs to investigate. Setting the oil lamp down next to the stove, she pulled the kitchen nets aside and peered out into the night. The bleating had died down to an occasional terrified baa. Whatever had frightened the sheep was still out there. It was probably the same rustlers that had taken 2 cows from the Merriweather farm last month. Well, they weren't going to get any of her flock. She pulled on her overcoat and wellies, grabbed her shotgun from the pantry, and filled her pockets with cartridges from the biscuit tin next to the tea bags. The kitchen door...